Well, welcome, welcome once again. This is your host, Dr. A. Jerome Butler, and welcome to The Power of Your Destiny, part of the Christian Lifestyle Network. So happy to have you here with us on tonight. For this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It is an awesome, awesome time to know that God is in control. Stop, hold up, wait a minute. We know that we had our election this week, and we also know that people were stunned all over the world. We know other things are going on. But let me share this with you, dear hearts. It does not matter who the president is. God, Jesus Christ, is still the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. My challenge to my listeners, my challenge to my friends, my congregation, to all that I know, is to do what I've done since I've been a Christian, since I've been able to pray for anyone, is to pray for the leadership of this nation. I don't get into the fray of who's right, who's wrong, how they treated President Obama, how Bush did this, or how someone else did that. That is not important. Either Jesus Christ is Emmanuel, the government upon his shoulders, or he isn't. For me and for my friends, for my family, we understand that we are ambassadors here in this season. We are ambassadors of Jesus Christ. We are kingdom ambassadors. I have diplomatic immunity against every demonic force that comes out of Washington, every demonic force that comes out of Pergamum, every demonic force that's all around this world. I have diplomatic immunity. I'm not affected by the economy. I'm not affected by the health care plan. I'm not affected about those things because I have diplomatic immunity, for I am a citizen of God. I'm going to get off my soapbox right there. Again, we are so happy to have you with us here today on the Power of Your Destiny broadcast. It's been one of those days, you know. There's fires going on in North Carolina, and they're starting to creep into South Carolina. And in fact, all over our country, you know, we have some natural disasters that's going on. And I solicit your prayers right now for our brothers and sisters all around this country who are going through, whether it's going through economic situation, whether it's in North Carolina, fighting those fires, and we thank God for those brave firemen. We thank God for those people who put their lives on the line to battle those raging fires. Could not, some people couldn't do it. I don't know if I could. I'm not in my condition these days. You know, I'm a little bit older than I was when I was in the military. But we thank God for them. Our good friend Mary on Facebook asked us if we could truly pray for the people that are going through the fires there in North Carolina. So, Mary, God bless you. If you are listening, God bless you. And yeah, we definitely want to make sure we recognize that. At the same time, this week we had our Veterans Day. Now, let me tell you, listen, my listeners in Africa, my listeners in Canada, listen, don't tell anyone this. Veterans Day is my birthday. Don't tell anyone else that. Don't tell anyone I'm a year older. Keep that to yourself, because if my friends in Florida find out, then they'll want to call me and they'll want to get on me that I didn't let them know. But anyway, we thank God for those brave men and women who have give their time, sacrifice, and some have paid the ultimate sacrifice. And we wanted to recognize them. On this Veterans Day, it was November the 11th. Like I said, 50 years ago, I was born, and so we want to make sure that we recognize those brave men and women who gave those sacrifices, and as well, I served in the military, and four generations of military in my family, and my kids, my daughter Audrey, Angie, as well as DJ, they became soldiers as well. DJ went into the Navy. We're still trying to get over that. But anyway, we thank God for them and their service. We thank God for my grandfather, TJ Frazier, and his service, and also my uncles, rest in peace, all of them. My uncle Carnell Frazier, as well as my uncle James Frazier, who also served. So we want to give a tribute to our soldiers. And today we're going to be talking with Minister Sessions, who has written a beautiful, wonderful book. And we're going to talk about her book after we come back. And her book is A Withered Rose Can Bloom Again. And we want to talk about that title. We want to talk about some things in her life and ministry and what God is doing with her. I think you will love. I had an opportunity to pray with her right before the show, and I could tell there's a depth about her, and we're going to be blessed by her. But we're going to take just a few moments and come back to you. If you have any questions or comments for our guests, please press 1 if you're listening in. If you're not, if you're online, 347-215-8947. This is the Power of Your Destiny broadcast, part of the Christian Lifestyle Network, and I'm your host, Dr. Adrian Butler. We'll be right back after these audios.
You ask me why I love her? Well, give me time. I'll explain. Have you seen a Kansas sunset or an Arizona rain? Have you drifted on a bayou down Louisiana way? Have you watched the cold fog drifting over San Francisco Bay? Have you heard a Bob White calling in the Carolina pines, or heard the bellow of a diesel at the Appalachia mines? Does the call of the Niagara thrill you when you hear her waters roar? You look with awe and wonder at her Massachusetts shore, where men who braved a hard new world first stepped on Plymouth Rock. Do you think of them when you stroll along a New York City dock? Have you seen a snowflake drifting in the Rockies way up high? Have you seen the sun come blazing down from a bright Nevada sky? You hail to the Columbia as she rushes into the sea, or bow your head at Gettysburg, our struggle to be free? Have you seen the mighty Tetons? You watched an eagle soar? Have you seen the Mississippi roll along Missouri's shore? Have you felt a chill at Michigan when on a winter's day her waters rage along the shore and thunderous display? Does the word aloha make you warm? You stare in disbelief when you see the surf come roaring in at Waimea Reef. From Alaska's cold to the Everglades, from the Rio Grande to Maine, my heart cries out, my pulse runs fast at the might of her domain. You ask me why I love her? I've a million reasons why. My beautiful America, beneath God's wide, wide sky.
This is Reverend Timothy Williams, pastor of the Montmorency Missionary Baptist Church of Montmorency, South Carolina. You are tuned in to the Power of Your Destiny broadcast. May God bless you and may heaven smile upon you.
You. Look at your eyes. Look at them. Speckled. Colorful. And you. I gave you your personality. I made you pure, complex. And every day, I give you life. I love you. But something happened. You cheated on me. You didn't trust me. You sinned. yourself off from me. And although you're still alive, you are slowly dying. So you looked for other things. To fill the void. But nothing works. It just kills you faster. And it separates us more and more. What are you searching for? I don't want you to die. I created you, not to be destroyed, but to know me. So I became one of you, a fragile creation. I was tempted, but I never sinned. I came to save you. You have so many sins. And they have a cost. Someone has to die. You or me. So I took on your sin and traded in my life for yours. And I died in your place. Because I love you. Then follow me.
And so the question is there. It's pure. Will you follow me? You know, we've done absolutely everything that we could in our lives to break ourselves away from God's wonderful grace and mercy. But thank God, there's still an opportunity for us to stay connected to His love, to stay connected to His omnipotent power, to stay connected to His love and His grace. For that's what saved us, and that's what keeps us. Well, we are back, and we have our guest on today is, and I'm sure I'm going to mess her name up. It's such a beautiful name. It rolls off her tongue. Quinteria? I messed
Quinteria.
It up. I know I did. Clintoria Session, Minister Session, thank you so much. You have written a wonderful book, A Withering Rose Can Bloom Again. And before we get into our discussion, Minister Session, I understand that you are also have a degree in human resources from Clemson University, correct?
Yes, I received my master's in human resources development from Clemson University.
Okay, I just wanted to jab at you a little bit. I'm a Michigan fan. So we lost yesterday, and I hate to say I love to see that happen to you guys. Now, I'm out of my flesh. We can get back in the spirit.
Oh, the hate.
I know my mother-in-law and my wife are both Clemson fans, and last week we were jabbing at each other, and then it was so funny that both teams lost on yesterday. Sad, but, you know, kind of humorous from our perspective. Well, God bless you, my sister. We're so happy to have you here on the Power of Your Destiny broadcast. I want to find out about you, and we want to find out about your book. And look, it's just, I always tell my guests, it's just me and you and 51,000 people that are just peeking in to listen to us. So don't pay them any attention. But for those that are listening, if you have any questions for Minister Session, please press 1 on your dial and we'll recognize you and bring you in with any questions or comments that you have. So with that said, would you introduce yourself to the audience?
Yes. First, thank you for the opportunity to come on to your show to share all that God has done and is doing for me, in hopes that someone will leave the program with a renewed hope for life. My name is Clintoria Session. By profession, I am an HR professional. Been in HR for over 20 plus years. I am a minister of the gospel. Received my license in 2003 and was ordained into the ministry 2 years ago at Redemption World Outreach Ministry, where the pastor is Apostle Ron Carpenter. I just love people. I love the people of God. I love people in general, and I've made it my life's mission to restore hope to the broken, because the world is full of broken people, and people need hope.
Amen. Totally agree with you, my sister. There are my degree is in psychology, so I probably do more counseling than I do preaching and ministering. You know, it just kind of comes with the territory. And you're right. As long as we're in this life and in this flesh, and even though we are in the world but not of the world, we still have to deal with world issues, and that's kind of the cauldron of our show. You know, we want people that are Christian and even people that are non-Christian to understand we still have the same struggles that people in the world go through. Well, would you share with us, you know, what inspired this book? And I love this title that you have here for your book. You know, a withered rose can bloom again. So share with us how did you come up with that title, and what was the inspiration behind the book?
A withered rose can bloom again was birthed out of pain. God had given me that title many years ago, and it's funny how he spoke it into existence. One day I was in Kmart, and it was at the end of the season, end of the summer, and I had gone into the lawn and garden department, and they had flowers on clearance, and these flowers were withered and marked down because they were trying to get rid of them. So I purchased one of them and brought it home and began to nourish it, give it nutrients and change the soil and water it, and it flourished. And God spoke to me, and he said, that's what I want to do for my people. If they allow me, I can love them back to life. I can love them in the dark places. Wow. And that's what he's done for my life. I was a withered rose who God loved me back to life. Through all of my brokenness, through all of my hurt, my pain, my despair, low self-esteem, God loved me back to life. And that's why I've made it my goal in life to share that same love to those people that are broken, who are hopeless, who feel like there is no hope for tomorrow. And the message that I want to convey is that through the love of Christ, there is hope. And the inspiration behind the book is I believe that we are living in a time where it is so important for the body of Christ to be transparent. And I think that's one of the things that's lacking is transparency. As I was going through my struggles in life and being raised in the church, I never heard from the pulpit any of the pastors share any of their struggles. And it made me feel some type of way, like there was something wrong with me. Because here I am coming to church Sunday after Sunday with all these issues, but it seemed like everybody else around me had it together. And that's, you know, that nothing could be further from the truth, because we all struggle. We all have our issues. We all have our pain. And we need to do a better job with being transparent, to letting people know, hey, I've fallen, I've stumbled, but you can pick yourself back up and you can get up again. And that was the main inspiration behind the book, is just being transparent, letting people know, yes, I've been hurt, I've been broken, I've been betrayed, but you can get back up again.
So true. That is so true. You said something that was very, I feel very poignant in our discussion with the rose. You said you gave it nutrients and changed the soil. It actually moved from a place of being a discounted, discarded rose or discarded withering
right.
rose to getting the right nutrients in the right environment to help it flourish. Is that kind of your target audience? Because I know you're saying, you know, people that are broken. So when you're looking at your book, you know, I've written three books and have one that we're working on now. You know, there, when God speaks to your heart through the writing, he's speaking to a certain people or a target audience. So what do you perceive as your target audience for your book?
My target audience for my book is women in general. On my job, being a human resources manager, I come in contact with so many women on a daily basis that lack encouragement. They lack self-esteem. So many times as women, we always put ourselves on the back burner, put ourselves last, and we try to be everything to everybody. But
yeah.
at the end of the day, when we're hurting and when we're dealing with life issues, too often there's nobody there for us, nobody there to give us encouragement. So through the words of this book, through Sabrina, who is the main character, my hope is that they see that there is hope. The whole message is hope and love through the love of Christ.
Amen. Amen. And you know, reading your book, is there, you know, you mentioned Sabrina as your main heroine in your book. Is there any life experiences, or, you know, if somebody's reading, can they point at the book and say, you know, I could see some of Minister Sessions' personality in this, or is it based on maybe someone you know, or some life experiences you've had?
The book is actually based on my life, and
okay.
the things that I've gone through in my life, and I tell the story through. I chose to tell the story through a character, simply because I wanted it to be relatable to everyone. I would say from teens up into adults, because everyone deals
okay.
with life issues, and
of course.
And it's based off of my life.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, we here at the show, we are definitely looking towards great things, and we definitely want to make sure that the audience gets the book as we continue this discussion. You also mentioned a few moments ago about transparency. Would you share a little bit more on that, dealing with transparency? And you know, you've already put it out there on Front Street. You know, this is loosely based or maybe very closely based in your own life. How hard or how difficult was it to be transparent in this book as you're using Sabrina as your heroine in this story?
It was quite difficult, to be honest.
Okay.
Because some of the things that I discussed in the book, even those in my family were not aware of some of the struggles and challenges that I faced in my life.
Gotcha.
Simply because I've always been the person that everyone goes to for guidance and support and help. And when
you're
it
everybody
came
else's
to my
crutch,
own issues,
in other words.
Exactly, exactly. So.
Right.
You know, it was just, in a lot of things, it was just me and God.
Right, right.
Me and God.
Right.
So, yeah, it was quite difficult, especially one of the big issues that I disclosed in my book through Sabrina is being molested at the age of 8. And that was a experience that really yoked me at an early age. And not so much, you know, not the molestation was bad within itself, but it came from a female. So that caused me to grow up questioning my sexuality, my self-worth. What did I do wrong? I'm not good enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not thin enough. I'm not smart enough. It just made me question my entire identity. And I had nightmares up until the age of 37. And it was at that point where one night I was laying in the bed. I had woken up from having a nightmare, and I just began to weep. Because, again, I never really shared this experience with anybody, and it had just burdened me down. And that particular night, I just began to weep and cry out to God and asked Him to remove the shame and the guilt and the burden, just destroy the yoke. And He did. And I'm so very grateful for it. So, yes, being transparent was very difficult.
I can imagine. And my sister, my heart goes out to you again. This is the Power of Your Destiny broadcast, and we have Ms. Session with us. And talking about her book, A Withered Rose Can Bloom Again. And if you have any questions or comments and you're online, please press 1. If you're online listening, 347-215-8947. And if you'll press 1, we will acknowledge you and let you ask any questions that you might have, or if you would like to offer any opinions. Minister Session, first of all, as a man, you know, I and as a counselor, it disturbs me because I'm not only a husband, but I'm also a father of 2 girls, an uncle. Of course, my mother is a female, and I'm always finding myself, and I know this happened to you through a female, but I'm always finding myself in my heart, at least with my quiet time with Christ, of quietly apologizing for what how women have been treated, even though I have not done that myself. But I always find myself apologizing because to take someone's innocence away, and you know, you were whole before this happened, and you had to become whole again through Jesus, and all of the things that you went through of not feeling your worth and your beauty, of having that to be restored. Again, my prayers go with you, my sister, and I understand through this book, it's not only an opportunity for you to be transparent, but it's also an opportunity for you to share some of your wounds. And also how you were healed also. The greatest story that any of us have when we have been wounded by this world is our story of victory. And there's an old Russian saying, and I kind of heed to that. The best way to have revenge on those people who consider themselves your enemies is to live well. To live well and become whole. And I hear that in your spirit, my sister, and that you had an opportunity to write this wonderful book to share with the world, not just your pain, but also your victory of becoming whole. And I want to thank you once again for sharing. We want to take a little small break, and we're going to come back and continue our discussion, but we want to also find out how we can get this book. Look, if you, again, like I said, if you have any questions or comments for our guest today, please press 1 on your keyboard, or if you're listening online, 347-215-8947. We still have about 30 minutes for the show. There may be someone that you know, that has gone through some of the things Minister Sessions has gone through, and give them a call and tell them to listen to the show. We have a wonderful guest on here today, as we always do. But again, today is the day, and God is speaking to someone, someone's pain, someone's brokenness today through Minister Session. We don't normally do this when we go to break, but I'd like Minister Session, if you will, pray for those women who have gone through some of the things that you've been through for us, some of the brokenness and some of the molestation, the rape that has gone on. And can you just pray a prayer of healing for those women for us? And again, I need it right now because I'm a little emotional right now, because it just breaks my heart, you know, every time I hear these stories, and I hear them a lot. You know, getting into psychology, at first I kind of fought the numbers when they said 70% of all women have come across some type of molestation. And you know, 20-something years ago when I first got into counseling, I said, well, surely cannot be that high. But time and time again, I'm either sitting with a married couple or sitting with a young lady or sitting with a young girl or someone who has gone through this. And it's heartbreaking to me because, unfortunately, I don't know how to leave that stuff on the floor. I've yet to learn. I yet to have the bedside manner where I don't take other people's pain along with me. So would you pray, and not just pray for them, pray for me too, because like I said, it kind of has me right now too. So if you could pray a prayer of healing right now, I would appreciate it.
Okay. Father God, we come to you, God, as humble as we know how, God. Lord God, we come to you asking you, God, to reach down, God, into my sisters, God, who may have experienced violations, God, those who may have experienced pain and hurt and disappointment, God. Lord God, I ask that you just reach down and renew their faith in mankind, God. Lord God, just restore their broken hearts, God. Lord God, just let them know that there is hope through you, God. Lord God, and I just ask, God, that you put positive people in their pathway, God, people that would give them encouragement, God, people that will speak into their dark places, God. Lord God, let them know that they're not alone, God. Even in the midnight hour when their mind wanders and their tears stain the pillow, God, and they feel like there's no hope for tomorrow, God. Oh, God, I ask, God, that your Holy Spirit, God, will wrap around them, that they will feel your love around them, God, that will give them a renewed hope, God. Oh, I pray for my sisters, God. Oh, God, just lift the burdens, God. Lord, because I know how it feels, God, to feel unloved and to feel violated and to feel less than, God. Oh, God, but you said that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, God.
Yes,
oh, God, and
yes,
I just thank you and I celebrate you with my sisters today, God. Lord, I thank you, God, because they will rise up, God, and begin to walk in purpose and walk in destiny, God. Oh, God, and I just lift up Dr. Butler to you, God. Lord, God, just continue to enlarge his territory, God. Lord, God, just continue, God, to create in him what you would have him to be, God. Oh, God, just bless his family, God. Oh, God, just bless every listener that's listening, God, to this radio broadcast, God. Oh, God, just meet every need tonight, God. Oh, God, and just send the rain, God. We need rain, God, send the rain. Oh, God, and just heal the United States of America, God. Oh, God, our nation needs healing, God. Heal us, God. Oh, God, we just love you tonight, God, and we just count it all done, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
amen. Thank you so much. And we'll be right back after this audio. This is the Power of Your Destiny broadcast. I'm your host, Dr. A. Jerome Butler, and this is the Power of Your Destiny broadcast, part of the Christian Lifestyle Network. We'll be right back after this audio.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of his. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on his presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be bucked, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversaries, negotiate at the table of my enemy, or ponder at the pool of popularity. I won't give up, shut up, let up until I've stayed up, thored up, prayed up, preached up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus.
You are listening to the Christian Lifestyle Network.
Engage a page, turn a burner, stage the fragrance, raises similar to native sages, saging, unlocking a cage of praises for rock of ages, let random rambling rappers rant and raving, inflame verbs to your nerve endings, literally feeling these words in my tendons, and rattling occupants of the venue sinews, while the eulogy be orchestrating continuous crescendos. Excellent, been down since Exodus. Like, what if the Egyptians and Israelites joined forces? That would force a forfeit. And it's hard to drive hard when your hard drive keeps needing a force quit. To learn to speak immigrants, the language of the broken, like the system in their English. I speak with heaven's accent, angelic dialect. Rapping my coast as if that spirit realm had ocean. Excellent, that's what you should expect from us. Least we can do to say thank you for how he blessed us. All else is blasphemy. Disagree, get at me. And he with low standards don't get no mics on. The stage that I stand on to battle with the stakes for the rights to keep the mic for a couple more bars. No YouTube channels for rap battles or cash prizes. Just keeping you cool when heat rises. Nick breaks, concussions, gashes, and bruises. It's real manhood with the monthly bills to prove it. Start with me, my art archery aims for the dark meat. Your albums are full of more fights than shark week. Excellent, my writing remains with such serious symbolism. Styles are plenty. Pages get the let out like Jimmy. Homie, I am not kidding, there's no play day. Muscled up a hustle, a street name, the DBA. Excellent.
This is Dr. Soretta Smith, and you're listening to the Christian Lifestyle Network.
And we're back. This is your host, Dr. Adrian Butler, and you're back into the Christian Lifestyle Network. Let me pay some bills real quick before we bring our guests back on. You know, Christian Lifestyle Network, it's Christmas time is coming, and we want to encourage you, if you're looking at doing any online shopping, please check out the Christian Lifestyle Network. You can go to CLN Shop, and we have Bluetooth headphones and just a myriad of things. Even got furniture, so please check it out there. It is CLN Shop, and as you're reaching out for doing your Christmas shopping, please support the Christian Lifestyle Network. It is what keeps us on the air, and it's what continues to bless ministries, not just here in America, but ministries all over the world. Wherever we are and wherever our hands are, we are trying to make a difference. We pray right now for Pastor Tony Prakatakis, who on November 10th, he actually is in Haiti already. He is part of the part of the, I guess you would say, forward team that has gone over to Haiti to kind of get a feel of things over there. We are planning on going to Haiti after Hurricane Matthew's gone, had placed on my heart to get my pennies together and go over to Haiti to see what we can do. We will go wherever God tells us to go. Whatever we need to do, we'll go. So when Pastor Tony comes back and shares with us ministry, we can go over there and support and help and see if we can build something or dig a well or do whatever we need to do financially. We'll do just that. And so, of course, again, ministries like the Christian Lifestyle Network is how we fund those things. And so we ask you to support that. To include, before we bring our guests back on, we also have, thank God for our two other things real quick. The movie that I have a cameo in, Faith Song, is in theaters now. The DVD will be coming out very shortly. If you will, if you can go to the Christian Lifestyle Network, I think you can click on, the Christian Lifestyle Network or CLN Shop, and click on the icon for the movie. I think you can order your DVDs there. So you can be one of the first people to get a DVD. And you can see my wonderful performance. No, I'm just cutting up. We give God all of the glory for what he has done. And as Christmas season is coming around, we change our book prices from $18. Look, you got a great opportunity. We change our book prices from $18 down to $15. And to include, if you buy all three of my books, The Power of Your Destiny, Transformation of the Mind, and the last one, Managing the Miracle, all three of those during the Christmas season, so January 1st, will be $30. And so we only make that offer around Jesus' birthday. So it is our birthday present to him and also a gift to you. So go and check those out. You can go to ZionsBridge.com or you can go to CLN Shop to purchase any of those books and anything that we've talked about here. We are back with our guest, Mr. Sessions. Thank you so much for sharing your heart and praying as we went to our break. Like I said, I needed that prayer because I understand the complexity of women losing their innocence and people taking power over them through these acts of violations. And again, as a father, it not only breaks my heart, but of course it angers me. And it is a godly anger. Don't anyone say the pastor was angry and had a baseball bat. Nothing like that. I'm praying not for those who are broken, but for those who broke people as well. The word of God tells us that we overcome evil with good. And so your book has done just that. It's bringing out a place of good and being transparent as you are trying to help people that are broken. So we thank you so much, Minister Sessions. Before the break, we talked about the transparent issue, but tell us what you may have learned through this process. I know with me, through every book that I write, as God places in me, my books are more self-help. But what did you learn through this process of writing this book?
I think that the biggest thing that I realized through this entire process is that there was more inside of me than what I realized. We're all birthed for a purpose.
That's right.
And
exactly.
And what God revealed to me when I was yoked at an early age with, you know, by the enemy through molestation, is that he doesn't touch those that have no purpose and no higher call. Mm-hmm. And he sees us as what we are to become, not who we are in our present state, but what we are to become. And that's why so many of us fight so many battles, is because the enemy doesn't see you in your now. He sees you in your future. He does everything that he can to stop you from attaining what God has birthed and purposed your life to become. And I realized through this process that there is greatness on the inside of me, because around me, I never, in my family, there aren't any authors and people that have traveled down the road that God is leading me. So I had to solely rely on my relationship with God and his guidance. And
right.
I think the second thing that I learned through this entire process is to pay close attention to those people who don't clap at your success. And some of those same
right.
people are the ones that can be in your inner circle. And
right.
and I've realized that there is a Judas
oh, yeah.
in every circle. So pay close attention to those that don't cheer you on when you have attained some level of success.
Amen.
Always keep your eyes
Amen.
Open.
Well, you know, I always call those, I say people do one of two things, Minister Session. They're either a blessing or a lesson. And so
mm-hmm.
you've got to take a realization of who the people that are blessings to you. But at the same time, you cannot discount those people that are a lesson to you as well. So
That's right.
I totally agree with you. And as a pastor, I hope nobody in my congregation is listening. I know there's a few listening. But as a pastor, I take the same approach that Jesus did, that one out of every 12
mm-hmm.
is a Judas out of one out of every 12. So the larger the congregation, the more Judases you have. So for those people that are right at there, about 11 people in the congregation, thank God, because that next person may be the one that come to try to sell
right.
you out for 30 pieces of silver. So
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. And you know, one thing too, Pastor, I've learned, God showed me, there's two sets of people that we have in our lives. One is seasonal people. And one
Amen.
Are
yes.
permanent people. And that permanent
yes.
circle is maybe 1 to 5 people. It won't be very many people that will be with
That's
you through
right.
your entire journey. Most people
right.
that we come in contact are just for a season. And
mm-hmm.
once that season is up, that relationship
They're
expires.
Right.
And, yeah,
exactly
and
right.
a lot of times we bring frustrations on ourselves because we try to make seasonal people permanent people.
Permanent.
When they weren't
That's
brought
right.
into your life, you know, for that purpose. So we need to be more aware when that season is up.
Amen. Amen. Very good point, my sister. Very good point. Now your heroine is Sabrina. Is that correct? I believe we said her name earlier.
Yes.
I could be messing it up. Okay.
Yes,
Sabrina. What do you think? What was her biggest struggle in life? As it concerns your book and as you're telling the story, what was some of the biggest struggles?
One of the biggest struggles for Sabrina was low self-esteem. And
okay.
again, that stemmed from, you know, the violation. And Sabrina went through life wearing a mask. And she
okay.
wore that mask very well.
Very well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people on the outside, you know, thought she had it all together and, you know, she was successful and all this. But on the inside, her self-worth was next to nothing. So overcoming the low self-esteem was her biggest struggle.
Okay. Well, and again, since we're being transparent, this is, you know, loosely your story. So
correct.
In your story, and we don't want to give the ending, how does, as the reader is reading this and the struggles that Sabrina is going through, what message do you think a person will get out of reading your book?
I think the reader will learn that they're not alone, and that life happens to all of us. There's good, bad, and the ugly. Life happens. But if you wake up every day and keep living, there's still purpose. There's still hope. Every day that you get up, there's still hope. No matter the challenges, there's still hope. And God is there. He's there every step of the way. Even
yes,
when we
he
feel
is.
Like he's not there, he's there.
Yes.
When we feel like we're all alone, yes. God is there. And that's what I believe the reader will see, is that through it all, God is there. He's the one constant that you can always depend on.
That's right. That's right. And again, we're talking with Minister Session, who has written this wonderful, wonderful book, a withered rose can bloom again. And if you have any questions or comments, we have about 10 more minutes. Please press 1 on your dial, and we'll recognize you, bring you in, and let you ask your questions or share. If you've already read the book, maybe you want to share what you have gotten out of the book. Our number is 347-215-8947. If you're listening online, we would love to have your comments as well. Now earlier we talked about what you learned in the process, but, you know, every project we go through has its own challenges. So what the hardest challenge writing this book was for you?
The biggest struggle for me in writing the book is understanding the whole process and making sure that I selected the right publisher,
gotcha.
Making sure that that person had my best interest in mind and that they could understand and see my vision and allowed me to be true to my story and not try to change things to fit what they thought would be best, but just accepting my story and as it was, and God put me in contact with the right person to see the project come to an end. And it's just the unknown of it all, because once again I didn't have anybody in my inner circle or that had written a book before, so it was all Greek to me.
So you were thrown in the fire.
Exactly. And, you know, the sad thing is, Pastor, I had reached out to a couple of people just through Facebook that I know had, walked this journey with publishing and had asked them questions. And they were reluctant to share their experiences, and that really bothered me.
Right.
Because that's not who I am. If I know something and God has given me knowledge and wisdom, I'm open to share with people. But it's just sad that we live in a day and time where people want to hold on to knowledge and not help each other. And that was very eye-opening for me. But through it all,
you got it done.
God was
amen.
Faithful. Yeah, exactly.
Praise God. Now, I've been doing this for about 10 years myself, and people reach out to me all the time. And your story is not different than what I've heard in the past. And, I kind of say, I wish I had known you then. You know, I would have kind of navigated you through some of the things. But with the caveat of this, what you went through, if I had given you some information, you would have followed my path instead of your path. And so the people that did not give you the information, God didn't mean for them to give you the information. Even though
Amen.
The process may have been difficult for you or a struggle, no one can take credit for the footsteps that you walked this book out in.
Amen.
Everything belongs to God. So, you can't come back and say, well, you know, this person helped me out, this person guided me to this person or that publisher. Your search, what you did, and these are just words of wisdom from an old fella. Don't take it to heart. I talk too much, I know. But but just as words of encouragement, when you get to a certain point in your life when things and people don't react the way you should, you say it's a God thing, especially
right.
when it comes to the end of the process. You say, well, God, I can't, like Melchizedek, I can't say anyone has brought me through this thing, but God. Nobody
Amen.
Else but
Amen.
God. So no one can take credit for your success, my sister. You can't even take credit for your success because God has healed you. God has brought you through this, and it's going to be a blessing. I can't wait to get my copy and get it. Listen, for all of the people that want it as a stocking stuffer from Dr. Butler, get your own copy. Okay, I'm not going to give you my copy. When I order my copy, I'm not even going to give it to you when I read it. Okay, it's staying in my house because I know it's good. It's got some meat to it. So share with people how they can get a copy of your book and how they can get in contact with you if they needed to.
A withered rose can bloom again, can be purchased on Amazon.com, or they can send me an email at clintoria.session@gmail.com. Also, if they send me an email, I can send them a PayPal invoice and send them a book that way as well.
Wonderful. And how much are the books?
The books are $12, so it's very affordable.
Oh yeah, it's not gonna be a stocking stuffer for anyone. I'm gonna get this for my copy, and Sister Butler, if you're listening, you have to get your own copy because this is gonna be mine. So I might let her read it. But for my other listeners, you have to get your own copy. So share with them again how to get your book and how they can contact you. Look, do you also do speaking engagements? I know you're a minister of the gospel. Do you also do speaking engagements? Do you come out, share your story? Do you do book signings as well?
I do. I do speaking engagements, book signings. And they can contact me at clintoria.session@gmail.com, or they can call me at area code 864-844-2133.
Now, for those people who are struggling with your name, like I am, Clintoria, I got it now, okay? But some people may struggle with the spelling of it. So would you spell it out for them one more time, clintoriasessions@gmail.com? Is that it?
Yes, gmail.com. And that's C.
Would you spell that out for them?
Sure. Clintoria, it's C L I N T O R I A dot session, S E S S I O N, @gmail.com.
Wonderful. Great. You've been a wonderful guest. We thank you so much for being a part of the Poverty Destiny broadcast. And in your future, if it's anything that we can do here at the show to help you out, please reach out to us and let us know. We'll be praying for you. We're going to get your book.
Thank you.
And we want to make sure we support you and support what you're doing because you have the heart of Christ, and that's what we're all about.
Amen. And I greatly appreciate the opportunity to share my story with the listeners. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you. And that was Minister Clintoria Sessions, who has written a book, A Withered Rose Can Bloom Again. I want to encourage you as you're going out this week into your life to just remember everything that she talked about. You know, you've got to have high self-esteem. You can't allow any situation or anyone to put you in a place where you no longer love yourself or you've allowed circumstances and situations to put you down. Also, on tomorrow, we're going to be doing a session with our good friend, Dr. Renee Sunday. Look on Facebook and find out about that. And that starts at 7:30. She's doing a great piece on grief. And it's five speakers, including yours truly, that will be on there. And if you go to my Facebook page, you will see that right there. And you can register for that at 7:30. So please be a part of that. And remember to get Minister Sessions' book. Look, love yourself and make sure you love God. God will keep you in perfect peace if your mind is stayed on Him. Please do that. Remember that God loves you. We do too. And as we always say, love God, love life. Keep the light on. We'll see you next time.